And now, Greenlight Reviews, hosted by Ann Elder and Les Roberts.
We have returned with another film that I personally am very excited about.
Okay.
I'm Les Roberts, by the way.
And I'm Ann Elder.
Ann and I have seen a film called No Country for Old Men. It was written and directed by the Coen brothers, Ethan Coen and Joel Coen. No Country for Old Men is a very, very violent and brutal movie. There is no getting around that. It stars, by the way, Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, Woody Harrelson, and Kelly MacDonald.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Anne, and I know we're going to disagree, this is a small masterpiece.
Well, you know, Les, you're not alone. All of the critics have come out with absolute raves for this movie. The Coen brothers are just not my particular cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they're very interesting filmmakers, but I find them very stylistically over the top. And I find their sense of humor to be too dark and too disturbing.
Okay, that's fair. Let me tell the folks a little bit about this film. A hunter, Josh Brolin, and by the way, one of his best performances.
Yes, he's good.
This steps him up into stardom. He's out hunting. He's trying to shoot a deer for dinner in an arid, unpleasant area of West Texas.
Parched comes to mind.
Yes, way down by the Mexican border. And he stumbles upon some dead bodies, a stash of heroin,
mm-hmm.
and more than $2 million in cash.
Right.
And stupidly or not, this is a very poor guy. He takes the money with him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when he does that, and this is at the very beginning of the film, you know that people are going to look for him and look for that money.
Well, Josh Brolin's character from the very beginning is very duplicitous. I mean, we really do not know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. That's up in the air.
That's true. He finds one guy there who is still alive, and he's begging for water. Josh Brolin, the Llewellyn Moss character, doesn't have any. And he takes the money, and then he thinks about it, and he fills up a bottle to take back to the guy.
Yeah, about 12 hours later.
Yes, and of course the guy is dead. But when he goes back there, somebody sees him, and the chase is on. And the lead chaser is Javier Bardem. He plays a character named Anton Chigurh.
And he's a bounty hunter.
He is a bounty
hunter. I mean, he's been hired by somebody.
Right.
Who? It's a little bit unclear.
Yes,
who
but
hired.
It doesn't matter. At least it didn't to me. Anton doesn't carry a pistol like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He carries around with him one of those terrible weapons that they use to kill cattle.
Yeah, charming.
Yeah, but he doesn't use it on cattle. He uses it on people, and he uses it on dogs, too.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant picture.
No,
I would never tell you it's a pleasant picture.
I'd like to say that he had a bad hair day, but then I would be giving away part of his character. He sports a Prince Valiant haircut.
That's
I
right.
mean, I could barely look at this guy. Now, I do want to say that Javier is one of the best Spanish actors in the world. What he does up on the screen in this film is really amazing. I found his presence to be really, really weird and wonderfully strange.
And disturbing.
And disturbing. You know, the New York Times said it very, very well for me. Said that if you are squeamish and you are easily spooked, then if you go to see No Country for Old Men, you're going to be in purgatory for 2 hours. And guess what? I was in purgatory for 2 hours.
Well, I think they're absolutely right. I am not going to be able to take my lady to see this film. I'm sure she doesn't want to see this kind of violence. Tommy Lee Jones, by the way, plays the sheriff. His name is Ed Tom Bell. And if I have any problem with
mm-hmm.
this film, it's Tommy Lee Jones. Now, I've liked him for years. He certainly deserved the Oscar he won for The Fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, he's playing the same role again and again and
it's
again.
That stoic West Texas sheriff. He's got one foot in the old West and certainly one foot in the new.
This takes place in 1980, by the way.
Exactly. But it's not a fresh new character for him. I mean, he delivers the goods, that's for sure. But
he does.
It's not an original role, I don't think.
What is an original role, I thought, was
yes.
Woody Harrelson. He plays another bounty hunter.
He's great.
He's certainly out to get the money, too. But he's also out to stop Anton Chigurh. And this brings him to a wonderful confrontational scene
mm-hmm.
in his hotel room with Javier Bardem.
Would you say that Javier Bardem is playing a character sort of like an angel of death?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, because he kind of stalks everybody in the movie. He's very silent. When he engages in conversation, it's very enigmatic. He's very, very different from any villain that I've ever seen on the screen.
There is a scene early in the film where he goes into a gas station out in the middle of nowhere, and he takes offense at the old guy who runs the gas station. And we think, oh my gosh, is he going to kill him? And he takes out a coin and he flips it and he says, call it.
Yeah.
You don't know whether the guy is going to call it right or wrong or whether it's going to matter what he calls.
It doesn't matter, I don't think.
Well, it doesn't. But I thought it was a very, very interesting introduction to that character carrying this horrible, horrible weapon.
You know, I'm applauding the Coen brothers because I like people who push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen to be an envelope with my name on it this time around. But I do think that they're intriguing. I like the fact that they're out there trying new things. I think they're movie stylists, not so much directors. But for me, I'm going to have to say No Country for Old Men. I'm going to have to give it a yellow light. Because I think it's the kind of movie you have to see, but proceed with caution.
You know, I've got to agree on your feeling about it, and I'm giving it a green light because I thought it was spectacular in a lot of ways. But is it a pleasant movie to watch? No. Is it a movie you want to take your girlfriend to? No. Is it a movie you want to take your children to? Oh, my goodness, no.
And you can't take Aunt Tilly.
Definitely not. But I think that there is so much going on here. The Coen brothers have so beautifully captured the arid, parched, terrible part of the country where they shot this movie. They shot it in New Mexico, but they called it Southwest Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it was wonderful. So I'm giving it a glowing green light, and I would repeat what I said earlier. It is a small masterpiece.
Les, I'm thrilled that you think it's a small masterpiece. I just disagree with you. I think that if you want to see a movie about stalkers who kill indiscriminately, there's a lot of torture in this movie. Basically, it's about the absurd fate of three men whose lives are inexplicably woven together. They can't get out of each other's way, but somehow that angel of death is going to win. I mean, if that's your idea of a fun time, then I suppose you will love this movie, No Country for Old Men. But I like a movie that's just slightly more entertaining.
Well, okay. So a yellow light from Ann Elder for No Country for Old Men. I guess I'm not that old because I liked it very, very much, and I'm giving it a green light. So, one green light and one yellow light for No Country for Old Men, directed by Ethan and Joel Coen, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, and Josh Brolin. Until next time, I am Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
And we're looking forward to seeing you having a great time at the movies.
Hello everyone, my name is Matt Neglia, and I am the host of the Next Best Picture podcast, part of the Film Entertainment Awards website, nextbestpicture.com. On our show, we explore all year long what is possibly going to win Best Picture at the Oscars. We do this by conducting interviews with people within the film industry, holding weekly reviews of the latest theatrical releases, and on our main show, where we dive into various different topics, answer your fan questions, and also do our best to explore Oscar history's past in hopes that it will tell us something new for this upcoming award season race. We hope that you will join us on all of the various podcasting networks. We look forward to seeing you over at nextbestpicture.com.